The Glad Hatter, as told to Christopher Fossey. Josh B. didn't let a lacrosse injury keep him down when a concussion temporarily prevented him from being able to read, watch TV, or use a computer. He decided to pass the time knitting hats. This led to unexpected opportunities to share the gospel. When did you first get into knitting? My sister learned to knit 5 years ago during a beehive activity. I thought it was pretty cool, so she taught me how to do it. Then one Saturday, my mom suggested that I do something productive while I watched a college football game. So I started knitting as a service project. I figured it would be a great duty to God or scouting project. How did your friends find out about your knitting? During lacrosse, I got hit in the back of the head with a stick. I got a concussion and had to avoid anything that would stimulate my brain while I was healing. Anything with flashing lights or anything that would make me think too hard, like heavy reading or math. I had to take it easy for about a week. I was really bored, so my mom suggested I could pass the time by knitting a hat. I was going to watch my lacrosse team play that night, so I decided to make our hat using our team colors and wear it to the game. My friends couldn't believe I had made it myself. Someone asked if they could buy one from me, and that's when I got the idea to sell hats to help pay for my mission. Since then, I've sold about 300 hats. Has this project had other positive effects? People always want to know where I learned to knit. So I tell them the story, starting with my sister in beehives, and it opens up questions about the church. Now, because of these hats, even students from other schools know that I'm a Latter-day Saint and want to ask me questions about my beliefs. What has this experience taught you? I've learned that even bad things can have good outcomes. Getting the concussion wasn't fun at all, but from that I've been able to earn money for my mission and even do some missionary work right now. Also, you shouldn't be afraid to share your talents. We are all representatives of the church, and other people see that. Being in high school is a great missionary opportunity. People have questions, so let them know about the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. End of the article, The Glad Hatter.